So how many times have you sat down to dinner with friends or family only to find that you couldn't really hear what you were saying to each other? Well, Atlanta Magazine recently ranked the loudest lunch and dinner spots in town. Evan Ma is the deputy food editor at Atlanta Magazine. It's good to have you here again.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I wondered what got you on this topic, and I kind of imagined you sitting in a restaurant where it was really loud and thinking, how loud is it in here? But how did it really happen?
I think one of the experiences that sticks out to me was about 2.5 years ago, and I was introducing my family, I guess, to my ex. And this is a big moment. This is an important time. And I picked a restaurant, which may or may not be on this list. And we're sitting at the table, and we can't hear each other. And all we could do was stare at each other. And I just wanted to bury my face in a bowl of soup. Like, it was horrifying. And yeah, that was definitely the start.
And also with us is Vivian Benzik. She's an interior designer and the founder of Square Feet Studio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Vivian, have you had experiences similar to the one Evan just described?
Over Christmas, yeah. I was with my family. And, you know, you get in a room full of people and you're trying to talk and you're having a glass of wine and everybody, the space is full. You can't hear. And you keep talking louder and louder and louder.
Right. So as you keep talking louder to be heard over everybody else, the people at the table next to you, it just becomes kind of a...
Exactly. Right.
So, Evan, how exactly... You went in to try and measure how loud each restaurant was in order to rank them. Is
Absolutely.
That right?
Absolutely. It was a little bit creepy, I'd say. I would go up to the...
creepy?
I'd go up to the hostess and I was... I think my party's over there. And then I would walk into the middle of the dining room and I'd just stand there with my phone and I had an app that was measuring decibel levels. And so that's how I got these readings.
Well, we actually have an example of some different decibel levels just so people can kind of understand what you're talking about here. These are sounds that represent levels ranging from 70 decibels all the way up to 90. Take a listen. Heard a shop vac at 70, a kid screaming at 80, and then a motorcycle is 90 decibels. How loud were some of the restaurants that ended up in your list?
It's painful. It's almost felony level. I mean, the whole point of going to restaurants with people so you can talk. I mean, dining is a communal experience. So what is the point if you can't talk to each other? Especially if you're spending a lot of money. Restaurants aren't free. But I mean, I also understand from a restaurateur perspective, this is it's a great vibe and everyone's having a good time and everyone's drinking. And sure, I get that. But there are limits, I think.
So, Vivian, how did we get here? Because I can remember as a young child, you would go to restaurants and there'd be booths. Almost like the difference in office spaces where you had cubicles and now you have all these open offices where it's really loud.
Exactly.
Is that what happened with restaurants as well?
Well, sometimes it's the look and feel that you're after. And Evan and I talked about that. You know, we have these older buildings that we love to work with. And you have a young, hip vibe. And that's not going to be white tablecloths and, you know, a lot of hard surfaces. And so the sound bounces all around. And we like, at our office, Square Feet Studio, we like to layer in different products, different softer seating. It adds to the comfort. But sometimes the more high-tech products, you work with products that can go in a ceiling, they may get taken out of the budget because...
They're expensive. Acoustical tile is very expensive.
Exactly. So later, a lot of restaurants layer them back in, like we talked about at the beginning of the show. So, you know, once they get up and running, they can layer these products back in. They're easy to add in. We like to let our clients know, look, let's do it now. Let's get it right now, as you know, from the get-go. But there is the option to layer
them
in.
There are cheaper ways to do that, right? I mean, you can put carpet in, although that's an issue.
Yes,
a place where people are eating food.
Some clients, we worked on a restaurant downtown. The client really wanted carpet. It really helps with the sound. But you have to replace it. You have to clean it, replace it. Carpet tiles really help because you can pop those out. But carpet in the restaurant, cleanability is an issue.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Atlanta Magazine's deputy food editor Evan Ma and Vivian Benzik, the founder of Square Feet Studio. We're talking about loud restaurants. So, Evan, when you went to some of these restaurants and discovered, and some of the ones that you include in your piece, really high decibel levels, like you wouldn't, I mean, I feel bad for the people that are working there. That's a loud, sustained noise.
Right.
But were they universally aware of how loud it was?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for that. I think for some of these restaurants, they're just like, you know what? Everyone's having a good time. People are coming in. We can pay our bills. We're paying ourselves. And that's that.
And you don't hit the higher decibel levels unless the space is, you know, you get it 80, 90% full. So at the height of the dinner service, you're going to have that. But it probably, I imagine, it ebbs and flows.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a listen to another soundscape recorded by our producer, Sean Powers. This is Dinner Timing at Bocado. Am I pronouncing that right? It's located in Atlanta. This was recorded on a Monday, so it is not those higher decibel levels that you're talking about that you'd get on a Friday, Saturday night, but still. So that's even on a relatively empty Monday night. Now, any radio reporter will tell you that, look, all you have to do is staple a whole bunch of egg cartons to your walls and you're problem solved. But I understand those aren't very pretty. So, I mean, what else can one do? Can you still have that open floor plan that so many people like and maybe put up drapes?
Yes, drapery helps. And I mean, there are products right now that are acoustical drapery that actually have a noise, you know, the NRC rating.
Sound absorbing.
Yeah, noise reduction coefficient. You can put those in. You can put regular drapery in. You can do in the ceiling, definitely. You can put panels in the ceiling, panels on the wall. You know,
they used to pack ceilings with horsehair. Did you know that?
Ooh, I like that.
In order to absorb. That was back
like a cheap solution.
Like in the 1920s. Well, if you have a lot of horses. But Evan, how does this change? I mean, you're a food editor. How does it change a dining experience that our restaurants in general have simply gotten louder?
I mean, I think at this point for me, it's a pet peeve. And if I go into a restaurant and it's so loud that I can't even taste the food, then what's the point of
going? Wait, so loud you can't even taste the food.
That's an expression my roommate came up with. I can't take credit for that. But I understand what he's saying. It's just, you can't think. Yeah. And at this point, I'm just going to start bringing in rugs with me to put under my table.
Are you being serious about that also?
If the restaurant will let me. But, you know, what I don't want restaurateurs to take away from this is thinking that, oh, it's just old people complaining about the noise. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to write this story like a year ago, but at some point I convinced myself that no one cared. But over the course of a year, people were saying, they'd come to me, restaurants are so loud, I can't hear anything. And these people were anywhere from 50 to 60,
And you are
60,
not
70.
Old.
No.
Our radio listeners can't see
I'm
you.
Not, I'm yeah. not 30 yet. So
yeah, he's still in his 20s.
He's a lot younger than me.
And I can't hear anything. So if I can't hear anything, you know, I can't imagine how hard it must be for everyone else.
Is there a resistance, Vivian, when you are trying to convince restaurateurs to put in these kind of sound dampening things?
No, there's not a resistance. It's just you go through a process, you know, the design process, schematic design, design development. You do this budgeting phase in there, and that's when they come out.
But we are here in this moment where we're using hard surfaces. There's no more wood paneling and high booths anymore. That's the days of yore, right?
Well, we'll put I love cork on a floor. Cork is wonderful sound absorption, and that comes out, and we keep the concrete. You know, and the concrete is a, you know, I hear that sound from Bocado. That's a concrete floor, I think.
Evan, is the sound quality a significant part of your dining experience for an expert? If you're reviewing a restaurant, do you hold them accountable for how loud it is?
I think even just for a regular consumer, you know, again, going back to what's the point of going to a restaurant if you can't talk to the people that you're going with? I mean, that's half the fun. That's and maybe all the fun. So absolutely, that is taken into consideration when we review a restaurant.
And that's different from a bar situation, a restaurant slash bar?
For sure. And there was another interesting point we made in the story about how people are eating at the bar more. They're integrating the bar into the dining room more. And sure, you're going to get more people, more alcohol. It gets louder.
Okay, and it's also, I'll say one last thing. It's sometimes difficult when somebody's taking your order and they can't hear what you're saying.
Right.
And it becomes a problem. So, Vivian, are we talking tens of thousands of dollars to make a restaurant?
No, not necessarily. No. I mean, you can layer in as you need it. And it can end up being that. I think at Atlas, you know, the acoustical plaster definitely is a great product, and we have a project right now. Fingers crossed, it's going to happen. But that, you know, is more expensive than just doing drywall.
Right. But you could just hang curtains everywhere, I guess.
Well, and it happens in the design too. We at Kimball House in Decatur, we did partition. We have a lot of banquettes there, and that space can get loud. The bar is in the space, but we have high banquettes with a lot of tufting. It absorbs it. That's not a high dollar, that, you know, their budget.
So they, there are options
yeah.
that are not egg crates.
Exactly.
Vivian Benzik, yeah. founder of Square Feet Studio. Evan Ma is deputy food editor at Atlanta Magazine. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.